Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I would like to thank the majority of the delegation who made a clear connection between the Russian aggression and the gross violation of human rights in Ukraine, and also rightly placed the responsibility on the death of civilians in the Donbas on the Russian Federation. It seems obvious to everyone except for the Russian Federation. I would like to refer to the specific remarks made by the Russian Federation.
The distinguished representative of the Russian Federation, I believe that your statement, which you read out, simply refers to that part of Ukraine that's been occupied by Russia. It's in Crimea that the law enforcement agencies enjoy impunity, where they surround villages, terrify inhabitants, and beat Crimean Tartars before the eyes of their women and children, and bring and jail them. It's in Crimea that there are gross violations of the rights for education in the language of national language of national minorities. This has already been seen where in Russia we still don't see education in Ukrainian, and it's precisely in Crimea that there's discrimination on the basis of religion or ethnicity. The UN has condemned Russia for its illegal actions against the indigenous peoples of Crimea and has called for their full restoration of their rights. It's precisely in Crimea that it is impossible to express one's free views, where journalists are not free, and where there is repressive government policy. Dozens of media people have had to flee the occupied areas. You've referred to Donbas. It's precisely Russia that is supporting the separatists in Donbas. They're financing them and giving them weapons. The International Investigative Group has already established that the Boeing shot down over Donbas was shot down from Russia, and so 180 or so innocent people died as a result of this, and there has been no consequence for Russia yet. So we do take note of your comments with respect to those territories which at present you are controlling on an illegal basis, and we call on you to implement international humanitarian law and to restore human rights in the territories that you are illegally occupying. And in particular, these standards for international humanitarian law. Here, Ukraine has ensured safety and security for populations in Donbas, both in the areas that we control and that we don't. We would call on you to respond to these points. Thank you.